The other day I was driving into work and I heard on the BBC a story about a push in the state of Massachusetts to pick a state rock song, with one camp advocating this song, Roadrunner, by the band Modern Lovers. But there was also another camp that said, no, 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 not Roadrunner. They say it should be Dream On by Aerosmith. And the BBC started asking listeners to claim a rock anthem of their own for their own town, and they're playing them on the BBC overnight show. And then we also noticed that the Guardian newspaper is trying to pick a rock song for every state in the United States. And that got us to talking in the office. What would the rock song for Wisconsin be? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday, March the 6th. Wisconsin has an official state song, but it's that football fight song on Wisconsin. But what would our state rock song or be? Or for that matter, we can broaden the scope and ask what song of any genre makes you think of Wisconsin. We are very happy to have with us Jonathan Pollack, who is a history instructor at the Madison Area Technical College. He's also a musician. He's also our popular culture expert, and we're so glad that he has accommodated us once again to join us to talk about what should Wisconsin's state rock song be. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Joy. Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So I know that this is kind of odd, but you gave us some suggestions, and I wanted to play one right off the bat because this was one of the suggestions that we saw quite a bit on our Facebook page as well. I hope this is right. Now I'm having a hard time seeing this. All right, that's nomination number one. That's Closer to Free by the Bodines. You're not alone in suggesting that as the possible rock song of Wisconsin. Why did you nominate that one?
Well, I mean, the Bodines are very much a Wisconsin band. They came out of Waukesha. They had that song, which is the theme to the TV show Party of Five, that was kind of a national hit. They had a couple others. But in most parts of the country, they were sort of, they sort of came and went. And in Wisconsin, they really endured. I mean, they were playing for years. They were a reliable opening act for touring bands coming through. They had prime spot at Summerfest, etc. So it just seems like they're a band that's especially like Wisconsin appropriate. That they're from here, and they really stuck around. As far as I know, I think the members are still in Wisconsin. Just seemed like, and it's a very kind of middle of the road accessible song, and it just seemed like the kind of thing that would be a state rock and roll song.
Yeah, I think it's catchy. Everybody wants to be free, but I'm wondering what you think of this effort overall in Massachusetts to name a rock song as an official state song.
Well, they're in good company. Ohio, I believe, has had Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys has been their state rock and roll song for quite a while. It's played Hang On Sloopy serves some kind of the same role at Ohio Stadium at the Horseshoe that Jump Around does at Camp Randall that everybody stands up and sings along to it. The band's mm-hmm. from Ohio. It was Rick Derringer's old band. They're from a little town in western Ohio. So that's become part of kind of Columbus and Ohio by extension, kind of runs on that song. So it's a way of kind of updating the state song tradition so it's not tied to a particular university or it's not, you know, something that's kind of hokey that was written in the 19th century that's kind of stuck around. Gives the state a little more relevance, I guess. Also, it seems like if you went with a really popular rock song, it's the sort of thing that you could work into tourism and promotion.
Sure.
That you do, you roll out an ad each year at the beginning of the tour season to come visit the state, and you've got that in the background. It just seems like kind of a natural, so that way every time, if the song is still somewhat popular and kind of in rotation around the country, then people hear it, and it's not just people who have like a big knowledge of 90s rock music that are, oh yeah, that's the Bodines, and they're also from Waukesha, Wisconsin, but it just becomes Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
It's just right there.
Yeah. Well, we've our guidelines for this unofficial nomination process for the Rock Song of Wisconsin is maybe the band is from Wisconsin. That would be cool. Maybe the lyrics mention Wisconsin. That would be nice, too. Maybe the song just brings about a Wisconsin feeling, that it reminds you of Wisconsin for some reason. So that's our criteria. I don't know. Did you have any when you were thinking of the songs?
That was pretty much it. I was pretty much looking at – I really tried to limit myself to like Wisconsin artists or artists that at least had been in the state at some point or another. Wisconsin somehow, even beyond that, I mean, the friends I talked to, and I bounced the ideas around with my students yesterday, nobody really came up with a song about Wisconsin that wasn't like from a band with some ties kind of to the area. I guess the closest I got to someone from out of state was one of the suggestions I got was That 70s Song by Cheap Trick, who are, of course, from Rockford. But, of course, Rockford's right over the state line. People in Rockford can probably hear this broadcast pretty easily. They can pick it up. And Cheap Trick spent a lot of time in Madison. Their management company was based here. They've played, you know, just zillions of gigs all around the state. This is a real center of their early fan base. And the song, of course, became the theme to That 70s Show, a TV show that's set in Wisconsin. So that one is sort of about Wisconsin, but...
the actual name of that song?
I thought it was That 70s Song. No, is it a?
Well, it does have but it has an actual. It's called In the Street, I believe. And here I have it. Hold on, let's take a listen. Yeah, I was maybe keeping that on too long because I was waiting for that "Hello, Wisconsin," because that was the one mentioned at the very end. But it's also, I guess we're all right, but it also is sort of like there's nothing to do here, right?
It's right. It's kind of that's sort of a downside of it, I guess. It's where it's not quite in the same league as like Jonathan Richman's Roadrunner. Which is really, I mean, the part of the song, he's just driving down the freeway and he's calling out all these Boston suburbs and landmarks and things like that. And it's very rooted in the area. And Wisconsin doesn't have many songs like that. I mean, songs that kind of mention them, but they aren't that detailed about it. And the song itself, I mean, That 70s Show is kind of a funny thing that's set in Wisconsin because I think it's a show that came out in the 90s about the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it really harkens back to two of the most popular TV shows in the 1970s, which were set in Wisconsin and were set in the 50s. So there's something about Wisconsin and nostalgia that works together. There's something about this state that makes people think about the past a little bit.
Yeah, let's take a listen to – I won't even say what shows these are from. Let's take a listen.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on a chain. She's my steady, I'm her man.
Yeah, I mean it's happy and happy days. And then the other one, of course, conjures up thoughts of Milwaukee. I think.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any room, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Turn it our way. Nothing's gonna turn.
I guess I say Milwaukee because they have the lyric in there where, well, they were working at the brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, both shows, both Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley were set in Milwaukee. Laverne and Shirley, of course, was a spinoff of Happy Days. So there again, it's a show that came out in the 1970s and was about the 50s and both set in Wisconsin. So and those both become kind of a part of the city's identity. I mean, Milwaukee not that long ago dedicated that statue of Fonzie, Henry Winkler's character from Happy Days, down on the river. So Milwaukee's kind of embraced that as part of its local heritage, part of its tourist spot. So it seems appropriate then to take those two songs and make them candidates for the State Rock and Roll Song of Wisconsin.
Yeah, those are great. So we've listened to many of your nominations, and you got got your nominations from friends and students and others. And here's a band. Well, and let me have you talk about the band and the song "Gone Daddy Gone" by the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, sure. So these guys were huge in the 1980s, and they're another band that really had their Wisconsin roots. They're from Milwaukee. And they also had much more staying power in Wisconsin, I think, than in the rest of the country. And in much of the rest of the country, they were this kind of pioneering indie band, and they played a little bit. But they really played a lot around Wisconsin. Their songs don't really – most of their songs don't really have a big Wisconsin component to them. But they were from – you know, they're from the city. They were always very, you know, very proud of their Milwaukee origins. I saw them growing up in Michigan a few times, and they always talked about Wisconsin and Michigan. I had several friends who were around my age who were fans of this band when these records were coming out like 30 years ago. They suggested various songs, and just my favorite was always "Gone Daddy Gone," and just for the simple reason it's one of the all time great rock and roll songs with xylophone on it. There's a really great xylophone part. So
there's a rock and roll song with xylophone.
Yeah,
on it.
There's like a few of them. Like rock and roll and mallets don't go together all that often, but this one's got some xylophone on it.
All right, let's listen to it.
Gone Daddy Gone.
Neat. I have to admit, I've never heard that a xylophone either. Here's another nomination that we got from a number of listeners and some staff members as well. Again, from Violent Femmes, and it's "Blister in the Sun."
Sure.
I think we had to be very careful in picking an excerpt from this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, you got to watch the lyrics on that one at 8 in the morning.
Let's see what we got here.
Let me go.
I recognize this song. I didn't know it by its name necessarily, but I do recognize that. And there seemed to be some drug use going on in some of the lyrics.
Some drug use going on in some of the lyrics. Some pretty pretty bluntly sexual lyrics.
Yeah.
Of different types. The Violent Femmes would be kind of a hilarious choice for a state song because, you know, if part of having a state song, as we were talking about earlier, is to kind of promote the state, and if we're going with, Roadrunner as an example, where you're kind of calling out state landmarks and things like that as a way of raising pride in the state, or at least like a really inspirational message like Aerosmith's Dream On, the Violent Femmes songs are really they're sort of downbeat. Gone Daddy Gone is about somebody like leaving someone behind. Yeah. "Blister in the Sun" is this kind of lament about various things I'm not going to go into at this time of the morning on public radio. So it's not the sort of thing you build a tourism campaign around, I guess.
Right.
But they're still, I mean, these are great songs. And the Violent Femmes are also interesting because you mentioned that the "Blister in the Sun" was really familiar to you. It was really kind of edgy stuff when it came out in 1982, 1983. You really had to tune into college radio to hear it. Top 40 radio wasn't playing it. Even a lot of stations that were kind of early pioneers in the alternative movement weren't playing that. But it's really held on. I mean, I'm amazed at how popular the song still is, about how my son's friends all know it and so forth. And Associated is just like, oh, this is a big song in the 80s. And I'm like, not really. Most people in the 80s were not actually listening to this. It's really held on. So I guess it would be a good state song for that reason.
We are talking about what rock song would be the best for Wisconsin. If Wisconsin were to pick an official rock song, what would it be? You decide if it's a song by a Wisconsin band or if it has Wisconsin in the lyrics somehow or if the song just reminds you of Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our conversation is prompted by a debate going on in the state of Massachusetts. They're debating which rock song to name their official state rock song. It's between Aerosmith's Dream On and Modern Lover's Roadrunner. So what song would you nominate to be Wisconsin's state rock song. And, you know, I think I'll broaden the definition here. I mean, it can be any song. It doesn't have to be a rock song. Just what song, other than On Wisconsin, would you want to be Wisconsin's official song? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. All right. We all know that Wisconsin has an official state song. It's the football fight song On Wisconsin. But if you could pick a different song or another song to represent the state, what would it be? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And maybe we'll do an unscientific straw poll during the hour. You can vote for your favorite song as you call in. You can nominate a song that you think reflects Wisconsin. Our guest, Jonathan Pollock, history instructor, pop culture expert at Madison Area Technical College, came in with five nominees, actually. Well, yeah, I guess it's five. You have a tie for third. we have first the Bodines, Closer to Free. Then we had Cheap Trick, which it had the song that's the 70s show theme song. Then it was a tie for third, Happy Days theme and the Laverne and Shirley theme. And then anything by the Violent Femmes. So those were your choices for official state rock song. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Patricia in Madison has been waiting. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning. I can't offer a pop or rock song, but a ballad that Gordon Lightfoot sang many years ago, and I don't know what the title is, but I know at the end it'll say, Wisconsin, my home. And it was featured many times on Simply Folk on Sunday evenings, and it describes the beauty and feeling of the state and certainly reminds one of the state if they are out of it.
Oh, very nice, Patricia. Bill looked it up, and it says Gordon Lightfoot's, oh, no, I'm sorry, this was The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald mentions Wisconsin, but doesn't mention My Home. This is a different song you're talking about.
It's a different song, yes, and he appeared here just a couple of years ago downtown, and I was so disappointed that he didn't sing it. But I know Simply Folk has it.
All right. Thanks very much. I guess we couldn't find it. I was going to ask Bill to try to find it, and we can't actually find it online anyway. So thank you very much. Are you familiar with that one, John?
I'm not, no. I mean, the first thought I had was Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, because I know Wisconsin is sort of shows up in there. And, of course, that would be a supremely downbeat official state song. Nothing real rousing about that. But yeah, the other one... sounds much more like what we're talking about. If we can figure out what the title is, that seems like it would be a solid contender.
Yeah. And we next go to Esty in Whitewater. Hello.
Hi. I was going to just suggest the band Bon Iver, or the guy Bon Iver, sorry, from he's from Eau Claire. I know he had a real popular song, Skinny Love. But I think he does a lot of other things. But he's just a real popular with my age group. You know, I'm 23 and going to college, so I know a lot of people that really like him.
Yeah, you're not for the Happy Days theme, then, I take it, Esty.
Well, it was nice. It was very upbeat. But yeah, no, that was not something that I related to as much.
Well, you know what? We do have somebody nominated one of Bon Iver's songs, and I forgot the lead singer's name. Do you know it offhand, John?
Justin Vernon?
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
It. Yeah, Justin Vernon. He has a song that's called Wisconsin.
Oh.
And let's take a listen to it. It's not very upbeat, though. Hold on.
You're out in the park and you're peeking. There's pools in your sea. She's standing inside, but you're showing a repeat. Oh, no.
it's going to take too long to get to the to get to Wisconsin. But it was he does actually talk about Wisconsin, and I think it's about a lost love there.
Yeah, well, that's a friend of mine suggested Bon Iver kind of jokingly, because so much of their material is kind of downbeat and ponderous like that. You know, their big record. Justin Vernon put together after a breakup. He just kind of went up to his family's cabin north of Eau Claire and kind of locked himself in and cranked out this really wonderful record. If we're talking, you know, if we're trying to find like a rock song, you know, it's great current music, but it doesn't exactly rock. And it's also a lot of their stuff also is very it's very down tempo. It's often very sad and moving. It's another one where it's like, wow, how would we get a state song out of that? How would you use that as a rousing theme for a bunch of happy people going down a water slide at the Dells and such? It's kind of hard to imagine.
But he certainly is well known and a Grammy Award winning.
Eau Claire's music scene has taken off as a result. He's really put the state on the map that way.
He certainly has his fans, but yeah, it may not be the fair for an official rock or pop song or something, you know. And the debate in Massachusetts is over rock songs. And I said that we would open it up a little bit in any song of any genre. And Bill Martins, my director, is telling me that I should play this nomination.
So I got down from the tree stand and start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there. The 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
All right, I don't think that's not by that UP group. That's by some, where is that? It's by some band called The Bananas or something like that. That does bring about, I guess, the deer hunting and up north and that sort of thing. But again, I don't know. Wisconsin doesn't mind making fun of ourselves, right?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, if it were something official like a state song, it might be kind of hard to, you know, to sort of deal with. But no, it's a cute song. It's a great novelty number. It would definitely, you know, kind of cement the idea of Wisconsin as an outdoor state, state to go hunting, obviously. It's kind of goofy. It would be like, I don't know, Tennessee adopting the theme from Hee Haw as a state song. It's kind of,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Sort of edgy in its own way.
The arts and culture scene in Milwaukee.
They're not going to go for that. Big Top Chautauqua up in Bayfield, they're not going to go for that.
It was Bananas at Large is the name of that band. I'm Joy Cardine with Jonathan Pollock. He is a history instructor and pop culture expert at Madison Area Technical College. And we're talking about some possible contenders for the state song, the state rock song of Wisconsin. Tom in Madison is with us next. Hello, Tom.
Hi, great topic. I'll tell you, from the nominated list, it's pretty tough to get any better than the Bodines. I mean, what a strong Wisconsin band, and we've seen them a half a dozen times, and they're always great. Party of Five TV show prominence, all that with that particular song, but I'm just wondering, too, as far as criteria, I mean, we've had a lot of talent either come through or be associated with, whether it's Butch Vig and Nirvana's recorded here. I mean, we've got Steve Miller, Clyde Stubblefield, Boss Skaggs. There's so many. I think there's more out there than you know, and it's great to have the brain power to kind of look and dig for this, because, I mean, whether it's a line in a Chili Peppers or Springsteen song or... You know, I've had people on this subject talk about Otis Redding or Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's like, well, you know, I don't know if that's...
Maybe not since they died here, yeah.
All kinds of talent here. That's one thing, and it has come through here. That's one thing these long winters have bred is a lot of fret masters and string masters and stuff. And it'll be real curious to see where this goes. And I'm surprised nobody's brought up the Madison Blues and by Thorogood. And he's probably available to tweak the lyrics a little bit to throw up cities in to get your butt down to Madison.
Holy cow, Tom, do you ever have a lot of suggestions here? And in fact, I didn't even hear the one that I thought you were specifically calling about. You were going to nominate Steve Miller, weren't you?
Well, yeah, or any of his work. There's a lot of his work that's upbeat. I don't know that a whole lot of it, you know, delves into Wisconsin in particular, but I think there may be one or two, but him being a UW student and living over off of, Willie Street or wherever it was. But, I mean, again, with Clyde Stubblefield, with James Brown's work, and there's just tons of it. I mean, again, Garbage with Bush Big, and Madison was such a vibrant rock scene back in the late 70s with the local bands that were just phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Tom. I mean, he knows his Madison music scene and Wisconsin music scene, doesn't
he,
Jonathan?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, some of those I think were kind of interesting choices. The I also thought about Stevie Ray Vaughan and Otis Redding, and I thought, yeah, it'd be kind of an evocative and sort of a grim, you know, that'd be even grimmer than Bon Iver as a state rock song.
Mm-hmm.
To do those. The on Steve Miller, yeah, I mean, Steve Miller is more. I think of him as being more from Texas. That's where he grew up. He has that kind of twang in his voice. He wasn't at UW for that long. I don't think he graduated from there, actually. He passed through Madison for a while and became really big elsewhere. Garbage, I kind of thought about, but also they have this kind of goth sensibility, you know, having a state song, a state rock and roll song, I'm Only Happy When It Rains, seems like it would be kind of a downer tourism-wise. And also, I mean, they're, you know, even though all of us in Wisconsin know them as these local Madison people who've been around here forever and done a whole lot for the music scene in the city and around the state, the front woman is Scottish. Shirley Manson is from Scotland, and she's never had much residency in Madison. And when Garbage was kind of taking off, she said some kind of disparaging things about the city
That's
and the
right.
state, which is kind of controversial. And so they're sort of from Madison and sort of not. And so as a result, they haven't, you know, as the caller mentioned, you know, it might be worthwhile to look at songs by Spooner or Firetown, which were Butch Vig's bands back in the late 70s and early 80s before he got into producing, when he was still playing music and gigging quite a bit around the state. Those are, I think those would be more likely, if we mined those records, we'd be more likely to find stuff with more obvious Wisconsin content. Than the kind of airbrushed and, you know, international sound of Garbage.
I wonder if Clyde Stubblefield was playing drums on James Brown's I Feel Good. Wouldn't that be good?
That would be, yeah. That mm-hmm. would be, that'd be a good state song. And as, you know, as much as I play drums, and I'm honored that a state song would come from a drummer's contribution to it and not the lyricist or the singer or the person with the lead guitar riff. You know, it seems like for people who aren't themselves percussionists, it might be kind of a stretch. As great as Clyde Stubblefield is and as influential, given that James Brown himself was from Augusta, Georgia, he has much more of a southern sound than one we typically associate with Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thanks for all those ideas. We have many other callers with other nominations for the state rock song. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you can, a lot of people are also posting clips of the song that they're nominating too. So you can check some of those out as well if you go. Bill in Sturgeon Bay is with us. Hello, Bill.
Hi, I'm glad I got through. I just listening to you a little while ago. I thought that your guest there said something about Steve Miller from Texas. Steve Miller grew up in Milwaukee area and was actually learned some of his first guitar licks from Les Paul. So I don't know what, maybe he was thinking of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I don't know who he was thinking about there. But what I was calling about, I didn't hear any of the mentioned Bruce Springsteen, the Cadillac song where he's talking about driving through the Wisconsin night. That was one I was thinking of, and maybe something by Al Jarreau. There's a couple he did I saw years ago, which is not really rock. He's more of a jazz type of guy. That he's mentioning Milwaukee and Wisconsin by name in a couple of his tunes. And maybe another, I can't think of a song by them, but Bobby Hatfield from, I think he was from Oshkosh or Fond du Lac, who was one half of the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So maybe that would be another, I mean, I can't think of a song offhand for mentioning Wisconsin, but he had a lot of pretty tunes that maybe would apply to something that we'd like to represent Wisconsin with, you know, but that was just my comment.
All sorts of good ones. Thank you so much, Bill. Let's take a listen to Bruce Springsteen first.
Hey,
Cadillac Ranch mentions Wisconsin. So I don't know if they could use that for a state song or not, but it's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terry Bell, also from Wisconsin Public Radio, nominated Cadillac Ranch by Bruce Springsteen to be our state rock song. Now, Steve Miller, Did he learn the ropes from Les Paul?
I thought he went to like a prep school in Dallas, so I don't know if he was here as a kid, and you know, was if there was a boarding school he went to, and then he came back up here. I was under the impression that that's where he came out of. You know, there's someone else mentioned him being from Milwaukee, so I could be off on that. He's certainly, you know, he hasn't said a whole lot about being from here. He's not from Wisconsin in the sense that the Bodines or the Violent Femmes or even like Butch Vig is. I guess
Steve Miller was born in Wisconsin, but I don't know anything more than that. We're trying to figure out if he had any other Wisconsin connections. Bill is looking that up.
Yeah.
But in any case, let's take a listen to one of the nominees that we had on Facebook, and Patty Murray, our reporter based in Green Bay, said, "How about Les Paul's 'How High Is the Moon'?" Let's take a listen to that. No lyrics, but catchy, huh?
Yeah, no, there's a couple of friends of mine suggested Les Paul. I mean, he's also also from Waukesha, actually, and really influential in, you know, in creating the electric guitar, really. I mean, there's the Gibson guitar named for him that he helped design. Very influential guitarist, very, you know, huge longevity in music. Les Paul also, though, is another example of a musician who got out of Wisconsin relatively quickly. Unlike some of the other bands we've discussed, he didn't stick around. He didn't continue to use Wisconsin as a base once he became big. He toured a lot, kind of relocated to the New York area, would come back to Wisconsin once in a while. But I think also because he wasn't a vocalist, he was more of a sideman, more of a jazz player. That it's harder to find like the explicit Wisconsin angle in his stuff. That, I mean, How High the Moon would make a good peppy kind of song for a promotional campaign, and it would be the kind of thing where if you were in the know, you'd be like, oh, hey, I think that's Les Paul playing that, and oh yeah, Les Paul's from Wisconsin. It would be kind of, you know, getting the Wisconsin State song in through the
not
door.
Blatant enough.
Yeah.
You know, so here we go. I'm sure we have Wikipedia to credit for this. Steve Miller was born in Wisconsin, but Steve and his family moved to Texas, and he, you know, spent quite a bit of time there, apparently, and he came back to Madison to attend the UW.
Yeah.
So that's Steve Miller. So we are talking about the rock anthem of Wisconsin. What should be the rock song of Wisconsin? We're talking about this because this is a debate that's happening in Massachusetts. The lawmakers are debating whether it ought to be Aerosmith's Dream On or Modern Lover's Roadrunner. We thought that we would talk about some possible state rock songs for Wisconsin and take your nominations. You can decide if it's a song that is by a Wisconsin band or just a song that reminds you of Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air.
That's the Gomers. I've been over there. It's a playoff of the Johnny Cash song.
Yep, yeah.
And I actually play that during our Friday 6 o'clock hour that we call Tell Joy Where to Go. And we, I don't know if that would be appropriate, though. That's sort of a, I don't think they're mocking Wisconsin, but I think they're, you know, just having fun. It's a local band talking about, you know, it's Wisconsin cities.
No, yeah, and the Gomers would be a super choice. I mean, they've been playing music for over 20 years in one form or another. They certainly they're really popular here in Madison. They play events and so forth around the state. They're kind of a Madison institution, I think. Their Wisconsin spoof of I've Been Everywhere would be kind of great. Yeah. as a state song.
Jan and Nina is with us. Hello, Jan.
Hi. I think that you just talked about one of my choices, and that is I've been everywhere, and I remember listing all these cities. And for tourism, you know, it does list a lot of things about Wisconsin.
True.
Also, this isn't necessarily rock, but, for instance, Warren Nelson's song that's the theme for Outdoor Wisconsin certainly would promote tourism as far as outdoor activities, recreation. It's not a rock song. And I think Paul Sebar and the Milwaukeeans do that current rendition, you know, on that theme song. But also the artists that we have in Wisconsin, Janet Planet and Ben Sidran and people like that, they're not rock necessarily, but what if there was an open competition to create a rock song or another theme song for Wisconsin and see what our local artists produce or submit?
Well, that would be fun. We could have like a big group of them, and it could be We Are Wisconsin. What do you think?
Oh, have everybody.
You know, or Warren Wiegratz and Dwayne Sturmer and people that have been in more of the public eye, being the house band for the Bucks and things like that. Those kinds of groups that have been, as well as Glenn Yarbrough, out there and people who have gone to public events know of them, not just music aficionados for their particular style.
Well, interesting ideas, Jan. Thanks very much for sharing them. Yeah, we just thought we would also get this would give us an opportunity to also talk about some of the many musicians and bands that, mm-hmm. that we have in
sure.
Wisconsin. I don't think lawmakers aren't seriously saying we want nominations for a
yeah.
for
as far
a
as I know, there's
song.
Nothing in the hopper in the state legislature. It's not in the budget, et cetera. But it'd be a good way of like. It could be like a fundraiser to cover like the state budget deficit or something like that.
There
this,
we go.
You know, a shot of all these Wisconsin musicians getting together and putting their arms around each other and singing a song and taking little solos.
You know, I just wanted to mention we did have some people recommend that to nominate the Beer Barrel Polka as, you know, that polka ought to be the song, not rock. Well, that's good. The only reason we were focusing on rock for the most part was because that's what's happening in Massachusetts. And, like I said, The Guardian in the UK is trying to pick a rock song for every state. We should check out to see what kind of nominations they have for Wisconsin, too. And the BBC is also focusing in on rock songs. But we looked it up, and we thought that maybe the Beer Barrel Polka had already was designated an official song, but it is not. It's the polka itself is the official state dance of Wisconsin.
Well, and I believe it's the German polka and not the Slovenian style. There's like polka aficionados will get very.
I didn't know that.
That's very important. Slovenian style polka is Cleveland, and then German style polka is out here. So you got to keep that straight, and you know, and everything will go fine. But yeah, no, Beer Barrel Polka. You hear it at Brewers games. You hear it at sporting events around the state. So it's certainly. Something would be identified with Wisconsin. I mean, again, at the same time, it's kind of, it is, you know, it's obviously it's kind of hokey. And, you know, for Wisconsin promoters that are trying to promote a different image of the state, it would be sort of a throwback. But definitely, I think something that would call up a lot of, you know, Wisconsin associations.
Nate in Madison is with us now. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What do you nominate?
I'm going to have to nominate Madison Blues. By George Thorogood. I think Tom mentioned it earlier.
Well, hold on a second before you tell us why. I want to hear this. I don't remember this song, and I think we looked it up.
You babes all about your Madison shoes. We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your
So, Nate, you like that one just because it says Madison, or do you like the...
Oh, yeah, and it just every time I hear it, it just reminds me of Madison and what a great city it is, and just kind of makes me feel at home.
Yeah, I'm all for the blues. I like that.
What's interesting about the song is I believe that it's a cover, like a lot of George Thorogood's material. It's covered in an earlier song, and I think it was actually written in the early 60s when there was a dance craze called the Madison.
So it's not about
that, as far as I know, didn't originate in Madison, Wisconsin. That I'm not sure why it was. It was during the time of other songs about dances, the twist, the stroll, etc. And so it came out of that. If you listen to Thorogood's song or other versions of Madison Blues that are out there, because there are a few musicians have covered it. There's nothing explicitly Madison about it. That it's about, I think rather it's a song about it's designed to be, you could dance the Madison to it, but it's kind of a blues format, and that's where the song comes from. The earlier caller who mentioned it, though, and I like this idea. Yeah, George Thorogood, what's he up to these days? We could probably contact him and have him whip up some new Madison-centric lyrics, and he would probably be eager for the work. And then we'd have a fine state song with resonance for people who were blues fans from way
there
back.
There we go. Thank you very much, Nate. Eddie in Viroqua is with us now. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to nominate a Wisconsin hero of mine named Freddie Slack, who was a boogie-woogie piano player and was possibly responsible for some of the earliest rock and roll tunes. And one of his great songs was A House of Blue Lights, which he recorded with a singer called Ella Mae Morse. And he was really influential in early rock and roll, and the boogie-woogie piano made a big hit for himself out in L.A., helped form Capitol Records in the 40s.
You know anything about this?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I've heard of Slack. I'm familiar with the song. I didn't realize he had Wisconsin connections. I mean, I think it's also interesting, and this is kind of it's sort of a theme that's coming out in a lot of these choices, that a lot of these Wisconsin songs or Wisconsin artists who've made it really big have kind of gone somewhere else to do so. Which is, again, it's kind of a, would be kind of a funny image to embrace in a state song, that it's like, you can go on and do great things someplace else, would be kind of the message of it. But yeah, House of Blue Lights is a great song, and I've heard of Freddie Slack before and his contributions in the transition from rhythm and blues, rock and roll in the late 40s and early 50s. Do we have a clip of that?
No, we do not have a clip of that one, but I was looking for a clip of a couple that we have here that were nominated by listeners and staff. I don't think this one's going to be chosen, Jonathan. You tell me. Let's take a listen to, I'm not even going to say who it is.
What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me.
Jerry Lee Lewis. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. So no, I don't think so. And here's another one. This is about Wisconsin too, but again, it's probably not going to be selected because of its content. This is called Flyover Land. Hold on.
Flyover Land is the land that we're from. We built up a sign and nobody come. I said, hey,
anyway, that was nominated by Gene Purcell, Flyover Land. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I've definitely heard of it. I mean, Marcus Beauvray was a huge like a musical institution here in Madison. He just passed away a short while ago. And there's been a lot of stuff in the local music press about his passing and people reminiscing about just what an awesome guy he was in addition to being a fine musician. That song actually I think would be a really interesting choice because what Beauvray's doing there is he's kind of talking about the reason that a lot of musicians from Wisconsin have had to go someplace else is that in the you know record labels, the entertainment industry on the East and West Coast, there's an idea that everything in between New York and Los Angeles, with a possible exception of Chicago, is flyover land. Yeah, it's a term that comes up a lot, that it's like when you're going from one place to another, there's all this stuff underneath and what's really down there. And Beauvray in that song is kind of like turning it around. He's sort of taking that as a point of pride and sort of asserting like a Midwestern identity in that song. It would be kind of a defiant pick for a state song, but
yeah,
I think it
not.
Could kind of work. I think a lot of people in the Midwest would really identify with what he's saying there.
Pat in Madison emails that Wisconsin already has a song, Beautiful Wisconsin by Ken Griffin. Let's take a listen to that.
Beautiful Wisconsin, nature's wonderland. In all my dreams I see.
All right. Hey, that was done in 1949. I don't know if she says Wisconsin already has a song. I mean, so it's a song about Wisconsin, but it's not the it's not necessarily the state's official song.
I like the simple combination of vocals and stadium organ. That's really that's very stirring. I want to take my hat off. And
but it is beautiful Wisconsin.
No, that's a nice song. It'd be interesting to give that to different musicians and see how they'd rearrange it and update it and do something else with
very
the,
nice.
With the mix.
Thank you, Pat. Let's try Frank next in Onalaska. Hi, Frank.
Hi there. As always, Wisconsin Public Radio listeners know so much about the good things in life.
Yeah,
my nominee is a Madison band called Loxley. They're probably best known for their use of the song The Whip in American Family Insurance commercial. But I heard their song, Oh Wisconsin, introduced at the Wisconsin or the Packer game last Christmas. And I'm surprised nobody's mentioned this newer Madison-based band.
Hmm. You're the first one, too, so I'm glad you did.
And I don't know if you've got that one ready. The other, of course, songs that could be thrown out there, the UW students always sing along to Swing Town by Steve Miller at the games. And an earlier Madison blues song is Fleetwood Mac in Chicago, a slow blues version of that song. And I always thought that it was about, I think there's a street in Madison Avenue or something in Chicago that they're singing about because it's an old blues guy that wrote that song originally.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Frank. Lots of good ideas. Mm-hmm. I wish we did have a clip of Old Wisconsin. That's from...
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the song. I mean, Loxley are from... They're from Madison. They went to... I think the core of the band at least went to Madison West. So, you know, and, you know, here in the city, a lot of people know them. But yeah, they've had, you know, some songs placed really well. They're sort of an up and coming group, and that's great that they have a Wisconsin song. I wasn't aware of that.
Laura in Madison emails, "How about I'm Living in Wisconsin by the Dead Milkmen?"
I'm living in Wisconsin, but only in my mind. The fields, the grass, the farms I passed, the little country it made me long for Wisconsin. I'm living in Wisconsin, although I'm in PA. I'd be in Wisconsin if only I knew the way.
There, that's perfect, right?
Yeah, no, I was a Dead Milkmen were another band I was a fan of back in the 80s, and this must be from one of their later records. I wasn't familiar with that one. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, they're another band sort of like the Violent Femmes. A lot of their stuff is really very sarcastic, and they're from Philadelphia, hence the kind of thick Philly accent on the vocals there. Yeah, that one sounds, at least that clip sounds relatively sweet. I have no idea if the song goes in a radically different direction if we listen for another few bars, but could work.
Here's one I forgot all about. And when I lived in Green Bay, this was a hit. And maybe there's something here. Steve in Wautoma, or I'm sorry, Wauwatosa. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say The Future is So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades by Timbuk3. I mean, Pat McDonald is still very active in the music scene. He's from Green Bay and got nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1987 for that song.
And that's why I remember it, because in 1987 I was in Green Bay. And,
That song was all over the place. It's another one, though, that if you – it's one of the sort of double-edged songs. If you listen to it, it really is pretty sarcastic.
Kind of sarcastic, yeah.
But, yeah, the you know, it was used in a bunch of ad campaigns, kind of unironically, I think. But both of them, right before they came out with that song, Pat McDonald and his then wife Barbara Kay were in Madison. They became a hit out of Austin, though. They're another group that initially left the state to become big. But as the caller pointed out, Pat McDonald has come back and really plays around the state fairly often, especially up by Green Bay, Door County.
Well, I think, I mean, there's so many good ideas here, and Jonathan, you added so much information to all of the callers' nominations. I think we have to think about this for a while before we declare a winner. My favorite so far is Closer to Free by the Bodines. What's your favorite?
Yeah, I feel like that one really kind of sums it up, that's what a state rock and roll song would sound like. And maybe if we'd get them to write a Wisconsin-centered verse in there, then that would really cement it.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.